Hi y'all, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today we will be doing some great things for summer to cool down, get things picked up for the kids. It's called the Amazing Banana Sorbet. And I'm not just meaning amazing, I'm meaning amazing, amazing. This recipe is great for hot summer afternoons. Or if you're just craving a really cold snack. It's really easy to make, and it only uses 3 ingredients, which is one of the reasons I love it. You're going to get 1 cup of white sugar, 1 cup of mashed banana, and 1 cup of water. Here are the directions. In a small saucepan, stir together sugar and water. Bring to a boil, and then remove from heat and allow to cool. When the sugar syrup is cool, stir in the bananas. Pour into a freezer, safe baking dish. Freeze for 3 to 4 hours until set at the edges. Remove from the freezer and transfer to a mixing bowl. Use an electric mixer to beat until smooth. Return to the freezer until gently set, at least 2 hours. Now, here's the thing. What you do is, if you want to have an ice cream maker, you can get out your ice cream maker and we'll let you in on, or I'll let you in on some of the secrets of sweet success with homemade ice cream, which will be in couple weeks or so. I will be having my great-grandmother back on, by the way, in a couple weeks. And, or not in a couple weeks, on Thursday. We will be doing a, this is the great part, we're going to be doing a lasagna recipe. Her homemade lasagna, which makes me want to die. Gotta swear, it's really good. Next one is called the Apple and Honey Sorbet. It takes about an hour to make. Here's the ingredients you need. 1 1/4 pounds of Granny Smith apples, cored and thinly sliced. 1 1/2 cups of water, 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 1 1/2 cup of lemons juiced, and 1 tablespoon of honey. Here's the directions. In a large, resealable plastic bag or plastic container with a lid, mix apples with the juice of 1/2 lemon. Freeze for several hours or overnight. In a small saucepan, bring water and sugar to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer for 5 minutes. Remove from the heat and stir in the honey. Cool completely. Place the apple in a blender and liquidize them with juice of 1 melon and the cooled sugar syrup until as smooth as possible. The peel will add texture and prevent the mixture from being completely smooth. Transfer the mixture to an ice cream machine and freeze according to directions. Leave the sorbet out to soften 10 minutes prior to serving. Again, as I said before, these recipes are easy to make. And they only take, like, a little time to make them. This is the great part about them. And they're really tasty, too. Don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob. And don't forget our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, y'all!